Magandang magandang hapon sa ating mga tagapakinig dito po sa DZUP 1602. Ito po ang Nature Venture. At ang nakakasama niyo pa rin po, tuwing Lunes po iyan, alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon, ito po si Ivy Claudio. At nung nakaraang linggo ay pinag-usapan naman natin yung ilang mga kumbaga efforts kung paano nga mas magiging disaster resilient ang mga komunidad, lalo na pagdating naman dun sa livelihood po nila. Kasama natin dyan ang APAD Philippines. At ngayong linggong ito, ngayong Lunes pong ito, ay naku, napakainit ng ating issue. Para po siguro sa ating mga netizens dyan, yung ating mga estudyante na nag-aabang ng isyong ito. Naku, marami akong friends na nagsishare nitong balitang ito. Aba, ito na ang panahon para mas maintindihan natin ano nga ba ang nangyari or ano pa ba ang mangyayari tungkol sa balitang ito. Ang tinutukoy ko po, ito nga pong napabalita nung nakaraang linggo na magtatayo ng isang underwater resort ang Nickelodeon dito po sa Palawan. At sabi nga natin, di ba, ang Palawan ay tinuturing na kumbaga last ecological frontier dito po sa ating bansa. At ito ay napakahalagang biodiversity, yung source ng ating biodiversity, lalo na pagdating sa ating karagatan. Okay, so kaya tayo ay kumbaga nabulabog. Ang alam ko, yung mga kaibigan ko dyan, minsan nag-chat sa akin, ano nangyari dito? Or kaya nag-share sila ng mga balita. At yung iba din sa atin siguro ay nag-sign noong petition dito nga po sa change.org para sabihin sa Bataris na wag payagan ang ganitong klaseng pagtatayo ng underwater resort. At napakinggan din natin yung ilang mga balita nung nakaraang linggo din na hindi pinapayagan ito ng DENR. Pero ang sabi ko nga ay alamin po natin kung ano ba ang nangyayari dito sa balitang ito or dito sa pangyayaring ito. At ano din yung ating, paano ba natin ito dapat maintindihan at paano rin tayo makikisangkot sa usapin nga pong ito. At ngayong hapon na ito ay makakausap po natin ang ilan sa mga taong siguro ay aktibo na nakikilahok dito sa usapin na ito mula po sa Greenpeace. At mamaya ay makakasama din natin ang isa ding project manager mula naman sa Masungi GeoReserve. At hindi ko na patatagalin pa, pakikilala ko na po sa ating mga tagapakinig ngayong hapong ito ang ating panauhin. Makakasama natin sa ating talakayan ngayong hapon ang Philippines Oceans Campaigner ng Greenpeace Southeast Asia na si Ginoong Vince Sinches. Magandang hapon, sir.
Magandang hapon, Ivy. Magandang hapon sa lahat ng nakikinig. Thank you for inviting us to this sa programa.
Mm-hmm. At hindi rin ito yung una best na naririnig yung boses ni Vince dito sa ating programa. At kanina nga nabanggit ko na, makakasama rin po natin ang project manager ng Masungi GeoReserve kasi pag-uusapan din naman natin, paano ba natin titingnan yung economic value ng pagkasira siguro ng kagubatan or ng ating biodiversity? Diba? Kasi yun yung medyo hindi natin naiisip dahil parang nandiyan lang siya eh. Paano ba natin yun iisipin in economic terms? Yan po ay ating tatanungin sa kanya mamaya. Maraming salamat sa pagpapaunlak sa amin. Kasama din po namin si Ann Dumaliang. Magandang hapon.
Magandang hapon. Salamat sa paanyaya. Saya ako nandito ngayon.
Mm-hmm. Ayan. So mamaya, mainit ang ating usapin. Pero umpisahan po muna natin. Alamin muna natin yung issue. Sabi ko nga, I think tama ba, last week ay lumabas. Ako ang una ko talaga siyang nakita sa Facebook. Yung balita, yun, naka-headline doon. Tapos yun, doon na nagsimula yung pag-share, yung pag-aalam ano bang nangyayaring ito. Tapos sumunod na nga doon, sinabi na ng DENR, na hindi sila papayag kung may ganoon mang klaseng proyekto. So medyo naging curious din ako sa mga nangyayaring ito. Pero ano po ba talaga ang planong ito? Sinasabi na meron daw na itatayo na underwater resort ang Nickelodeon dito po sa Palawan. Sige, sir.
Yung issue sa pagpasok ng Nickelodeon sa Coron, Palawan, actually it was wala siya sa public consciousness. Mm-hmm. So, hindi. Mm-hmm. Kasi parang tinatago siya. It only came out when AFP or Asian Press called mm-hmm. me up last January 10. Mm-hmm. Then asked me about the issue. And then I told them, bakit naman to tinatago? For a project that this, na ganito kalaki, tinatago mm-hmm. siya sa public. No? And mm-hmm. then, na nasa last ecological frontier pa ng Philippines. So what I said sa context ng precaution, so meaning even kung wala pa yung project, hindi natin hihintayin na itayo yung project. So sa context na nag-proactive tayo, we told them that this is not good for the local economy, for our resources, sa resources where yung mga tao reliant mm-hmm. sa ganong klaseng setup. So and then I spoke to the network sa Marine Wildlife Watch of the Philippines, kina Dr. A.A. Yaptinchay, and then spoke to Ana Oposa of Save Philippine Seas. So we decided na we're going to launch a petition against the project to protect Palawan, and at the same time to inform the public on the importance of protecting your natural resources. That snowballed, no?
Mm-hmm.
And then doon namin nalaman, no, involved pala ang Nickelodeon dito in partnership with Coral World Park, no?
Mm-hmm.
Lumabas sa press release nila na it's a 400 hectares na development or 400 hectares sa isang na itatayong facility, which 100 hectares doon dedicated sa isang undersea or tinatawag namin at that time sa underwater theme park, no?
Mm-mm.
Yun naman eh. And then we started looking for, tinitingnan namin yung background ng developer. Wala naman kaming nakita na tungkol sa developer despite claiming na napakalaki nila and they've been doing a lot of projects, conservation mm-hmm. effort. Wala kaming nakitang background or any information tungkol sa developers online, no?
Mm-hmm.
Kung meron man, may mga photos na probably grabbed from other website.
Mm-hmm.
So yun, and then we decided to meet with him.
Mm-hmm. Yung Coral World Park po, yun ay naka-base dito?
That's the problem eh. Yung Coral World Park, wala tayong information tungkol sa kanila.
Okay.
And then we met with the head of yung sa Coral World Park.
Mm-hmm.
Because we wanted to get more details, no?
Mm-hmm.
After we developed that petition sa bataris.org.ph, yung petition site na yan was created by Greenpeace, no? To provide, to help other issues if they want to launch an online petition.
Mm-hmm.
So we started then. In less than 12 hours, we were able to gather close to 200,000 petitioners. Mm-hmm. No? So ganun kataas yung consciousness ng mga Filipinos to protect your natural resources because we can't go on destroying what basically supports our existence. No? So when we spoke and met with a developer, for 1 hour, not even a single page ng or any document siyang pinakita, no, mm-hmm. yung developer na yun.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him about, sir, pwede ka bang magbigay ng isang project presentation? Wala siyang binigay na project presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba the usual thing, maski PowerPoint man lang tungkol sa project mo, wala. Iko, since they're talking about conservation, sabi na, this is the biggest conservation effort in Southeast Asia or sabi niya, Coral Triangle Asia, which is mali pa ngayon sinabi niya Coral Triangle Asia kasi walang ganon. Sabi niya, nag-usap na kami sa Marine Science Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And De La Salle. So I think it would be good if you can talk to some people at MSI and then if they're listening now. And then tinanong namin siya kung sino sa MSI. Wala siyang binigay na pangalan, no? So it's quite, for me, mukhang nakakabahala. Yung mga mm-hmm. ganong klase yung mga statement, pushing for a project na wala kang klarong development plan or any conservation plan.
Mm-hmm.
So for 1 hour, ganun yung
naging usapan.
Pero he was talking about himself.
Just curious kasi, base dun sa reports na lumabas, by 2020 nila, kumbaga parang nasa ganun. So ibig sabihin, kung ganun na 2020, ngayon ay 2017. Basically, yes. Dapat nasa works na yung,
totoo.
Kahit man lang yung mga permit and everything, di ba? Tapos sa pagkakaintindi ko, kailangan duman ito sa LGU.
Yes, LGU.
They have to have the...
We asked him about it also, no? Kung saang extent na ba yung project na mm-hmm. dinedevelop nila. Sabi niya, dati kausap namin yung LGU eh. Pero ngayon, mm-hmm. wala muna. So, ang labo nga kausap ng developer. So, dapat meron na silang development plan and then conservation plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, di ba? So, until now, wala pa silang pinapakitang ganun. So, that actually strengthens the position of the petitioners and then the people behind the campaign to really push through in protecting Coron Palawan from this kind of mga development project na hindi naman sustainable.
Mm-hmm. So, at saka yun nga, parang katulad, kailangan di ba magpaalam din dun sa communities na involved?
For example, maraming process yan eh, di ba? I mean, kayo involved. You talk to communities. Mm-hmm. For example, kung may indigenous communities,
yes,
you need
kailangan
to...
Kailangan mo ng free prior. Informed consent, FBIC.
Dadaan ka ng FBIC because it's under our... sa IPRA, no?
Oo, nasa law siya.
Nandun siya sa batas. So, meron kang klarong assessment, may evaluation ka, pero wala silang pinakita na ganun, no?
Mm-hmm.
So, that prompted us again to talk to Viacom.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Viacom, the office of Viacom here in the Philippines. We told them, sabi namin, you need to exert extra due diligence. So, meaning, kailangan nilang usisahin ng maigi, no, in detailed na due diligence tungkol sa project, or kasi baka lang nagamit lang yung pangalan nila and then you know there's a reputational
especially
issues na concern sa kanilang brand.
Tawag dito, Nickelodeon is a children's brand. 'Di ba? Nickelodeon is a children's brand.
For example, 'di ba, Anne, for any projects sa what you're doing, you do FPI. FBI's.
Yung free, prior, and informed consent.
Yes.
Kasama, lalo na kapag, kapag, kunyari, I think sa Palawan, ang daming indigenous communities doon, na living, lalo na doon sa mga isla, diba?
Mas kaya nga dito eh, for example, sa Masungi, no?
Yeah, sa Rizal.
If you think about it, it's really necessary naman na merong knowledge yung community diba? Indigenous or not, about what you're going to have and put up. So, like what Vince was saying, the conservation plan, that's foundational. So, what's the development plan?
Mm-hmm. So, ibig sabihin, kapag may mga projects, kunyari, sabihin na natin, katulad nito, naapektuhan ang isang ecological or biodiversity spot, meron ka dapat na conservation plan na pinapasa.
Yes. That is definitely foundational to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Simple nga lang, di ba, kung magsasubmit ka ng isang project plan.
Kasi it's a very sensitive place, eh. So, you need to understand the biodiversity and the location. You need to understand, of course, the nuances in the place.
Mm-hmm.
And that entails a conservation plan, a detailed one, before any development comes out, before any architectural plans could even be generated.
Mm-hmm.
So there are considerations.
Na kailangan titingnan. For example, and then what they did, no? So we asked them about the project. Siya, alam mo, mali yung nasa public. Hindi siya underwater theme park. So, binago nila from underwater theme park. It's just an underwater sea attraction.
Mm-hmm.
So, sinabi naman, can you qualify what does it mean siya? Meron pa rin siyang floating device, pero naka-submerge pa rin yung by 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So, most of the development is going to be land-based.
Mm-hmm.
Land-based daw. So, kung land-based siya, it doesn't mean na wala pa ring epekto, di ba? Kasi magka-quarry ka, so sisirain mo yung immediate na environment, may runoff yung papuntang...
sa dagat, or kung saan.
So, kung naka-attach siya, tinanong din namin, so kung floating siya, paano siya? Naka-anchor siya? Totoo, naka-anchor siya. So, can you imagine a massive infrastructure offshore, hindi siya malapit sa area, sa land, ha? Kasi kailangan mo maghanap ng deeper...
Oo, na-anchor rin eh. Oo, di ba? So, nako, siguro mamaya, ako kasi gusto kong ipa-imagine sa ating mga tagapakinig. If we say 400 hectares of that, kung ano man yun, tapos sabi nila 100 lang daw yung nakalubog. And then 300 yung nasa land. So, pag ganun, ganun sira ang, kumbaga, ang mabibigay nun sa ating kapaligiran. Diba? So, siguro yan sa pagbabalik po ng ating programa, yan ang ating pag-uusapan para mas maintindihan pa natin ang ating tinatalakay na isyo ngayong hapon na ito. Magbabalik po ang Nature Venture!
Halika na't makinig sa DZUPIC 1602.
Po. Makikiraan po.
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan. dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi Folk Lo Radio. Tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Maghanda ng mag-level up! Inihahandog ng UP Commerce SOC ang Level Up na gaganapin tuwing Sabado ng Abril sa College of Mass Communication, UP Diliman. Tuturuan at tutulungan ang mga senior high school students na maghanda para sa mga college entrance exams. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, i-contact si Ivy Espejo sa 0917-417-0414. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP Commerce SOC sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Uy, Han, ninanakawan yung kotse ng brad mo, oh. Tigilan mo.
Huwag na natin pakilaman yan. Baka madamay pa tayo.
Ilang krimen na ba ang hindi na ibalita dahil lamang sa takot at pangamba? Makialam at magbigay alam. I-report ang mga insidente ng krimen sa Patrol 117 o sa UP Diliman Police sa numerong 981-8500 Local 113. Bawat report ay malaking ambag sa ating pagpuksa sa krimen. Krimen, ating bantayan upang maiwasan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka! Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nagbabalik po tayo dito sa ating programa. Ito pa rin po ang Nature Venture. At kasama niyo pa rin po ako si Ivy at ang ating panauhin ngayong hapon na ito, si Vince mula po sa Greenpeace Southeast Asia at si Anne mula naman po sa Masungi Geo Reserve. At I stand corrected kanina, akala ko talaga change.org pero Bataris.org.ph
na bayanihan eh.
Bayanihan. Alam, kasi diba change.org lagi yung mga petitions. Oh, but, pero this
wala
one...
Wala na silang office dito sa Philippines.
So this one is Bataris.org.ph.
Oh, specific for different campaigns. Oh.
Yes. Okay po. So balikan lang natin. 400 hectares ng lupa or ng tubig or kung ano man, saan man nila ilalagay yun. Gaano ba kalaki yun? Yung ocean park ba ganun?
Hindi. Kung titingnan man na natin ito, gaano ba kalaki yung UP? Gaano kalaki yung 400 hectares?
Well, 1 hectare is 10,000 square meters, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Oh, ilang basketball court ilang, yun.
Oh,
yun
kasi yun medyo na, kailangan natin
10,000 square meters. Gaano ba kalaki yan square meters ang isang basketball court? Ako rin eh, hindi ako nagbabasketball.
Pero anyway.
Pero malaki siya.
So, it's can you imagine for example, like, Trinoma area, mas malaki noon, twice yata or thrice.
So no? Sobrang malaki siya.
Oh, malaking malaki. But for example, for a productive marine ecosystem, 'di ba for corals, yung health ng coral is dependent on the health of your terrestrial ecosystem as well kasi meron siyang
may connection may yung land siya. And yung
so yung productivity ng corals, seagrasses and then yung mangroves sa area, it will yield tons and tons of fish, no? Mm-hmm. Fish for food supply and then for livelihood ng mga tao. May ecotourism value siya. And then it's also important kasi for larval dispersal ng mga corals na magsiserve siya hindi lang sa ecosystem sa Palawan but on other ecosystems as well, no? Kasi because of the current, pupunta siya, may... Mm-hmm. So, ganun siya. Hindi lang siya valuable sa Palawan lang. So, what happens in Coron doesn't stay on Coron.
Mm-hmm.
So, the destruction in Coron will not be limited only in Coron. It will be felt sa buong bansa and probably sa neighboring countries na dependent din sa isang healthy na marine ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're talking about food supply, livelihood, among others, no? For example, clean air.
Mm-hmm.
Half of the world's oxygen comes from our ocean. So if you're going to destroy that, so magkakaroon ng epekto
sa ating dagat.
Philippines is an archipelagic country also, so there's a very big impact to our economy, to the lives of the people, and then for the interest of the coming generations as well.
Mm-hmm.
No?
And yung kasi you are working in conservation. Tama
That's
ba?
Right, yes.
And then, kapag ganito, kunyari, may itatay yung katulad nito, na marami kasi mga ganun, yung mga theme parks. Pag sabi nila, in the guise of conservation, nila gagawin sure. kung bakit magtatayo ng ganitong klaseng theme park. Isa yun sa mga kumbaga messaging na pinote out din doon kung bakit merong ganitong klaseng underwater theme park. Pero, totoo ba talaga yun? Na mako-conserve. Pag nilagay mo siya sa isang theme park tapos binigyan mo siya ng pera, inanuhan mo siya, mako-conserve ba talaga yung kung ano man yung meron doon?
To be honest, it can work.
It can work.
It can work. Because if you're looking at conservation plans, that's composed of multiple zones. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a zone that's dedicated to protection, a buffer zone, a multi-purpose zone,
mm-hmm.
or a tourism zone, so mm-hmm. to speak. The difficulty here is we can't really evaluate it because we don't have a copy of that conservation plan
mm-hmm.
where the development plan is hinged on.
Mm-hmm.
So as to which particular area is being protected, we're not in the know.
Mm-hmm. At saka kung...
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. That's the reason why we ask
for a plan,
no?
Mm-hmm.
Sa isang banda naman, why would you set up a theme park sa isang considered already a natural theme park, no?
Na uh-huh. Then again, people, that entire area is considered a protected zone.
And then a protected zone, no? So it's more, so kung titingnan natin yung valuation na. So for economic valuation ng isang coral, marami siyang ecosystem services na tinatawag natin. Food production, protection from storm surges, among others, no? I'm sure most of us alam natin yung ecosystem services na yan kasi na-highlight yan when yung typhoon, no?
Mm-hmm.
Na nakikita natin na mangroves are protecting communities, so healthy mm-hmm. coral ecosystem protecting communities. So, hindi lang siya in terms of aesthetic values, no?
Mm-hmm.
Hindi lang siya sa tourism. So, if you're going to protect that one, so generations of Filipinos will be able to benefit from mm-hmm. those services, no, compared to destroying it
mm-hmm.
na will only benefit a company or a corporation mm-hmm. or kung sabihin mo mag-generate siya ng trabaho, okay, well and good kung mag-generate siya ng trabaho, pero what kind of jobs ba yan? And then how many people will be employed? So, kailangan mo siyang titingnan sa ganun eh. Para mm-hmm. makita mo talaga kung which is more beneficial,
mm-hmm.
protecting it or destroying your
mm-hmm.
resources.
Or creating an impact over 400 or 100 hectares, mm-hmm. diba?
Kasi diba, naalala, I think when, for example, yung kasagsagan talaga nung discussion about doon sa West Philippine Sea, diba, yung ginagawa nila, yung dinadump ng China, yung ano tawag dito, yung reclaimed areas, 'di ba? Nakita kasi doon parang sobrang yung impact doon ng reclaimed areas sa West Philippine Sea or doon sa sabi nga sa South China Sea. Sobrang dami, billion, 'di ba? Trillions of dollars din ata yung may mga valuations silang ginawa doon. And ngayon, kapag ginawa natin 'yun sa Palawan, kasi definitely magda-dump ka din doon talaga ng lupa, magkakaroon ng construction.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos yes, makikita natin na okay, maganda na preserve yung ilang areas, pero paano yung mga nasira?
Paano
yung mga nakapaligid doon? Paano natin 'yun makukompute? And siguro ang isa kong question is, kapag merong plan na tawag dito, about kunyari dyan sa mga theme parks na ganyan, kapag merong plan na binibigay yung developer mismo, sino ba ang nagtitingin? Na paano niya ba sino ba ang nag-evaluate na yung gastos ko dito sa theme park na to at kung ano yung makukuha natin dyan versus doon sa hinayaan na lang natin siya na ganyan siya or other projects na ilagay dyan, sino ba nagtitingin nun?
Kung meron kasing environment impact assessment, yung DNR, dapat
mm-hmm.
lalabas rin yung mga implications doon.
Mm-hmm.
But the study of that has to be done on the ground and on a localized mm-hmm. scale. Hindi pwedeng document lang siya that you address or churn out,
mm-hmm.
diba? In a table or theoretical setting.
Oh.
Kailangan titignan mo talaga yung conditions on the place itself, and that can take time. Ideally, mm-hmm. that's how environment impact assessments are done. That mm-hmm. should be the process for environment compliance certificates and
such. Or ECCs. Mm-hmm. For example, no, maraming dapat ma-involve dito. Yung communities, fishing communities kasi kung sino yung magbibigay ng permits kasi naka-base yan sa acceptance ng communities, no? Local government units, yung sa mga agencies that includes DENR, kasama mo pa yung NCIP, so kasama niya yung BFAR, kasama yan. So there's a lot of agencies and offices that needs to be involved. Kasi pag sinasabi mo, ito yung proposal, di ba? So ito yung proposal, ito yung assumption and objectives ng proposal. So titingnan mo yan kung sasabihin nila, this is a conservation project. Ito yung component. So pag sinasabi mo yung conservation project yan, ito yung component ng conservation project. Ito yung sinasabi nila. So kailangan mo siya i-validate on the ground. Tsaka you take into consideration kung ano yung position or yung saloobin or opinion ng communities tungkol sa project. And there, kung sasabihin ng communities, ay, takot kami dyan kasi masira yung kabahayan namin. So you're going to conduct a impact study to validate or invalidate the claims of the community. Kung makakasira nga ba itong proyekto. So, mahabang proseso yan eh.
No? At role yan.
Before ka bibigyan ng permits.
Nung mga permits na. Kasi ang daming permits, di ba?
That's right. Pero I guess all technicalities aside, di ba? Kasi ang dami-dami nito eh. Kung sinabi mong gagamitin mo yung turismo bilang isang paraan para maprotektahan ang isang lugar o makatulong sa isang komunidad, then stay true to that, di ba? Madali mo naman makita kung yung isa bang tourism initiative ay patungo sa konserbasyon o ginagamit mo yung idea ng konserbasyon para sa turismo. Magkaibang bagay yon. Kailangan nasa sentro pa rin ng lahat ng inisyatibo yung conservation. So, kung napapansin mo na mas malaki yung impact, tama naman yung pinag-uusapan nila Vince kanina, kumpara sa magiging benepisyo, doon pa lang, hindi mo na nare-reach yung conservation aim.
At saka ano pa bang way? Kasi diba ang Palawan ay, yun na yan, madami na siyang tourism.
Oo,
ang parang, alam na natin na madami.
Yan yung tinatawag natin eh. For example, may downside din kasi yung, diba, for pag sinasabi mong tourism, hindi lang siya simple na tourism per se.
Napupuntahan ka doon, na parang ganun siya.
So kailangan mong titingnan kung ano yung magiging, una, kailangan mong titingnan kung ano yung magiging impact ng pagpasok ng influx ng tourists sa community, sa culture nila, sa livelihood among others. For example, may isang maliit ka na area, for example, Masungi. Masungi. Kung tatanggap sila ng 1,000 tourists every day, diba? Because that's tourism. So, ibang usapin naman yun. So, sinisira. So, kailangan siya within the carrying capacity.
Within the carrying capacity. That's right.
So, hindi siya, pag nag-claim ka kaagad na this is for tourism purposes, so kailangan mo siyang i-validate what does it actually mean kung sinisira ba yung, di ba? So, nagdadala ng basura.
Kasi parang di ba dati na lumabas na rin yung mga balita, kunyari sa Palawan, na hindi din nila kayang ganun kadaming tourist. Or kahit naman sa ibang lugar di ba, na parang kailangan may limit ka lang din kung ilan tao ang papasukin mo every time.
Masungi is a good example, no, in terms of like how they handle tourists, no? Baka pwedeng mag-share.
Pero mamaya yan, Miss Anne. Mamaya tatanungin kasi natin si Miss Anne, paano mo nga din babalansehin? Kasi madami ng factor na lumabas eh. When you say na gagamitin ito sa tourism, gagamitin, makakatulong ito sa conservation, paano mo ba ibabalanse? Kasi dalawang magkabangga ang interest yan eh. Diba? Pag turismo, ang habol mo dun talaga eh, yun nga, pag mas madaming tao, mas buhay ang tourism mo. Pero, what about the conservation aspect? Okay. And the other way around
yun,
also.
Yun yung traditional na pagtingin sa turismo at saka progreso.
Yes.
Diba? At so, pag-angalaga ng kalikasan. Sige.
So, mamaya, Miss Anne, kasi mag-break lang tayo.
Okay.
Napakaganda ng ating discussion, pero kailangan po namin mag-break. At as siguro yung tanong natin kanina, gaano ba kalaki yung 400 hectares na yon, sabi ay 9,500 na basketball court. Naku, ang dami nun. Ilan bang basketball court meron sa Pilipinas? Anyway, so yan po ay sa pagbabalik ng ating usapan dito po sa Nature Venture. Huwag po kayong aalis, manatiling nakatutok dito lamang sa DZUP 1602.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
In this age, millennials are taking social media by storm when it comes to social issues. UP Euro brings you Millennials March, taking a stand on social as this year's Euro Summit. This will be on April 3, 1 to 4pm at the Engineering Theater, UP Diliman. Hear from Noel Tapili, Nathania Chua, and other social media personalities about the millennials taking a stand on controversial issues using social media as the center stage. Visit facebook.com/UPEuro for more details. This is brought to you by UP Euro in partnership with DZUP 1602 Kasalika.
Ikaw na taga-advertising na laging tinatanong ng kapitbahay kung pwedeng mag-model ng anak niya? Tinamaan sila ng kidlat? Creative ka! Ikaw na advertising student na mag-intern sa Makati para lang mag-competitive scan? Tinamaan sila ng kidlat? Ikaw ang susunod na ECD! Ikaw na supplier na ang tingin nila ay tagaayos ng sunduan sa van, isama mo na rin ang papiesta sa PPM! Tinamaan sila ng kidlat? Craftsman ka! Ipakita at alamin ang galing ng Philippine Creativity Kidlat Awards Festival March 28 to 31 sa Boracay. Sign up at maging delegate. Email forasp@pldtdsl.net or lisa.forasp@yahoo.com now! Oo, pati ikaw. Ikaw na kliyente na mas marunong pa sa creative. At alam mo yan! Tinamaan sila ng kidlat! Ikaw ang mag-a-approve at magbabayad! Kidlat Awards! Brought to you by the KBP.
The Mu Sigma Phi Sorority brings you Immunity 2017. Bakuna para sa lahat mula bata hanggang pagtanda this April 2017. Join us as we further extend immunity's reach to Filipinos outside of the UP Manila campus. Projects include the Immunity Mobile Application, Turok Purok Protecting the Nation Through Responsible Immunization, Aklatang Mu Sigma Phi Immunity Leg, and the Multimedia Awareness Campaign. For more information, you may email immunity.msps@gmail.com. This is brought to you by Mu Sigma Phi in partnership with DZUP 1602 Kasalika.
At nagbabalik po tayo dito sa ating programa. Ito pa rin po ang Nature Venture. Nature Venture na, kasama niyo pa rin ako si Ivy. At ang ating panauhin ngayong hapon na ito na si Vince mula po sa Greenpeace Southeast Asia at si Anne mula naman sa Masungi Geo-Reserve. Ayan. So, kanina pinag-uusapan na natin yung iba't ibang mga isyu nga kaugnay din dito sa pinag-uusapan nating underwater theme park daw na itatayo dito sa Palawan. At mas siguro mas tawag dito, mas malawak din na napag-usapan ngayon ay paano mo nga babalansehin yung interes ng turismo at saka ng conservation. Dapat ba laging pinagbabangga iyon? Kasi parang ganun yung lumalabas sa mga diskurso lagi kapag pinag-usapan ang turismo tas may conservation. Parang napakasabi nga traditional, sabi ni Ms. Anne kanina.
Oh, saka diba? A lot of people think na
may dikot,
yung protection or solution, there's no money in it, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is actually wrong. Kaya nga mga tao would rather pursue destructive activities because there's money in destructive activities.
No,
may pera. Hindi nila alam na. If you're doing solutions, diba, for example, solar. The other day, nag-pursue kami ng sustainable seafood. Hotels are actually doing serving sustainably caught fish, so there's money in solutions, no? Mm-hmm. So yun, hindi ho totoo na if you're doing conservation work na wala hong pera and it's not economically beneficial for the communities and to the people involved.
Malayo talaga. Kasi kung isipin mo, lalo na for Masungi's context, ano ba yung mga options mo para doon sa bato, diba? Pwede mo siyang i-develop, pwede mo siyang gawiting as a tourism attraction, diba? Or pwede mo siyang i-mine at i-quarry. And that would be the traditional approach if you're talking about areas close to the Metro Manila. So there's an immediate demand for cement and those items, right? Kaya lang, kung titignan mo talaga yung ganong pakikitungo, oo, it will generate jobs, it will generate money, but that money would largely go to maybe a single developer or a single corporation. So at the end of it, pag pull out ng group na yon, if the mining activity or the quarrying activity wasn't done responsibly, which is quite hard to monitor, to mm-hmm. be honest, it's the community that suffers. Because mm-hmm. mining will eventually affect the water sources, diba? Mm-hmm. And the forest cover, mm-hmm. which initially would be what the community only needed mm-hmm. to survive and get food from.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yung source of livelihood nila.
Precisely. Diba? So, there's that option. But if you take on the tourism approach, mm-hmm. tourism has a very huge multiplier effect kasi. You establish a place as a tourism destination, you recognize that, yes, it's a rock, but this rock can provide an identity for a place, diba? It mm-hmm. can be seen as something with a huge educational, scientific, or mm-hmm. aesthetic value. Mm-hmm. And then you build tourism enterprises around that. Then by doing so, syempre, the proponent can make money out of that, but at the same time, micro-enterprises and the community can latch on that mm-hmm. and benefit from it. Mm-hmm. So ngayon, instead of, let's say, just one person or one corporation heavily benefiting from the initiative, you have a better trickle-down effect to the people on the ground. Kasi mm-hmm. let's say may tourism initiative ka, meron kang, of course, direct employment, but as well as that, meron kang support industries. Mm-hmm. So sooner or later, there will be hotels popping out. Mm-hmm. There will be transportation needs getting in the picture.
Food.
Marami yan. Mm-hmm. Everything will come
souvenirs.
In.
Souvenirs.
Yes. Souvenirs. Tama, totoo yan.
At saka yung mahalaga din doon siguro, Ms. Anne, yung konsepto ng, kumaga yung mga taong nakikinabang na doon tama. Sa lugar na yon, they will attach themselves doon sa environment.
Mm-hmm. Tama,
kung
tama
saan, kasi yun na yun yung source of livelihood nila.
Tama yun. So now, diba? It works all together. Mm-hmm. It's now a system. Mm-hmm. Diba? And ito actually yung maganda sa mga ibang bansa na nagagawa na to ng mabuti at maayos. Mm-hmm. Sa masungi, ang sinusundan naming modelo, geotourism, mm-hmm. geoturismo. At marami ng mga geoparks around the world na nakatest ng konsepto na yon. Actually, naging official title lang siya ng UNESCO November 2015. Eh. Mm-hmm. Pero halimbawa, sa Langkawi, more than 70% of the income of that area is hinged on tourism. Mm-hmm. And you see the impact on the ground. Mm-hmm. Kapag pumunta ka doon, yung mga ibon, yung mga unggoy, nandiyan lang, katabi ng mga turista at saka ng mga, ng komunidad, kasi alam nila na kapag nasira yung mga bagay na yon, mm-hmm. merong direktang epekto sa kanila.
Mm-hmm.
So, very well connected. And it's the same thing that happens in Maldives and very successful ecotourism sites across the world.
Mm-hmm. Marami, for example, from our side, no, kung titingnan mo yung pangit na practice, for example, kung titingnan natin yung Oslob, no, if you can recall, we did a petition also on Oslob swimming with the whale sharks and then yes. feeding, no? Yung ang tendency pag nakita nila, uy, nandyan yung whale shark. So, wala kang policy how to interact with the wild, no? Mm-hmm. Yung gusto naming pigilan dyan is yung pag-feed ng wildlife, no? Mm-hmm. So, we don't allow those kinds of things. So, these are yung the other side naman of tourism na kailangang titingnan at saka kailangang i-correct and we need to address those issues or else we are, no, as the cliche goes, we are killing the very
source of our
the goose that lays the golden egg. Kaya kami natatawa dyan sa Coral World Park. Una, you are promoting na it's an underwater sea attraction, no? Pagkatapos sinisira mo yung the very thing that you're actually promoting, no? So, ganun. Yeah. So, we can't afford na panandali ang
yung parang ngayon
tama,
lang.
Tama.
Mm-mm.
At sa experience naman namin, meron kaming tawag dyan eh. We call it the love to death syndrome.
Oh,
masyado mong ginusto, di ba?
Oh.
Hindi mo natinignan yung impact over the long term.
Oh.
Kailangan pag ginagawa mo itong mga bagay na to, 10 years, 25-year outlook ang meron ka. Hindi yung panandali ang saya. Tapos, after, wala, nabigla kasi inabuso mo masyado.
Oo. Or kaya yung parang konsepto din ng masyado nating tinitake upon ourselves na, uy, kaya ko-conserve ko yan. Pero dahil sa ganung thinking, pinapatay mo na pala yung environment. Kasi may sarili na siyang buhay and we just have to respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Yung buhay din ng ating environment.
Oo. People will take selfies with, kinukuha nila yung mga marine mammals, papaselfies sila, diba? So, diba? There's a lot of things that we need to kailangan nating intindihin and we need to correct lalo na sa ating mga practice and among others if you want to sustain and sustainably develop as a nation.
Tama. So tourism really has a lot to offer. Mm-hmm. Pero marami kang mga kailangang bagay na put in place prior mm-hmm. to that, especially in terms of law and implementation.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, maabuso rin siya.
Mm-hmm. Pero ako may isa kung siguro bago tayo mag-wrap up din ng ating discussion. Kasi the feedback, for example, of the younger generation sa mga ganitong klaseng projects or sa mga ganitong klaseng, yung mga nakikita nila siguro sa online or na ano nila. Sa tingin nyo ba, ay may nagbago din dun sa paano tinitingnan ng mga kabataan ngayon yung environment? Especially yun, nag-petition well, kasi kayo eh, di ba? And then it's a mass action din kahit pa paano isipin natin eh.
Sa tingin ko no, mataas yung consciousness ng Filipinos or the global citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Isang indicator niyan is yung when we launched the petition around 9 PM,
mm-hmm.
By less than 12 hours nga, mga before lunch, no? Meron ka ng 100,000. So, people are really taking on, no?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, launching or signing to a petition is one thing. But yes, we need to do something more offline. Mm-hmm. So, that's also a challenge for people. Changing their behaviors, what they're going to do with their basura, what they're going to do with their mm-hmm. with the things that they are actually practicing and how it impacts other people. And then, dapat kasama din dito, mas inclusive is yung communities na impact yung mga taong hindi walang access sa internet, which are yung ibang mm-hmm. fishing communities, mm-hmm. yung indigenous communities natin, they need to be part of the discourse and conversation to determine what's the most appropriate, sustainable na plan for their future. It's not going to be the corporations or CWP also going to do that. They need to really work closely with the communities, no? And mm-hmm. then aside sa mga agencies.
Oo. Feeling ko yun din yung isang, tama ba, Ms. Anne, yung sa konsepto din ng conservation, that kung ano man yung community na nandoon, kung ano yung nandoon na locality, you really have to work on that. Diba? Yeah. Hindi siya yung parang top-down lagi. Katulad nito, a corporation telling the people or the place, dapat this is how up. We will conserve.
Talagang dapat may bottoms-up approach. Mm-hmm. Kasi whatever the community does,
mm-hmm.
sila, makaka-apekto rin yun doon sa conservation effort.
Mm-hmm.
At kung meron mang nandoon on the ground, yun yung community. Kaya sila talaga yung makakapagbago ng takbo rin ng mga bagay sa isang lugar.
Oh,
importante na may bottoms up approach.
Oh, tapos feeling ko din nagbabago na rin ngayon yung ganun konsepto. Kasi wala lang, naalala ko lang, di ba naglabas ng mga reports about, kunyari, yung richest people in the world and then you will just find out na top 8 companies lang pala, nasa kanila yung wealth. Diba? So, nandito na kasi yung diskurso ng, yun nga, yung nagsasalita na yung komunidad, yung mga tao. Now, you cannot just tell us, diba? Parang dahil lang dun sa may ganun kayong guys, then you will tell us that is how we will live or how we will conserve the environment.
And because of our, yung access ng information travels fast. No?
Yes.
Kung dati may pakpak yung balita, ngayon may email at Facebook account.
May cloud na. Hindi na lang pakpak, no?
So yun, no? So for us, it's really important, no, as what I told Anya. Because we as Filipinos, kasi yung identity natin, yung culture, yung psyche natin as Filipinos, we are closely tied to our natural resources, no? Mm-hmm. To our seas, to our mountains, to our rivers. Mm-hmm. The moment we are going to destroy those resources, mawawala tayo, no? Mm-hmm. As no, mag-erode yung national identity din natin as Filipinos. So that's why protecting the environment, it's not just protecting it for the sake of for you to look up, no? Even though it's napaka-anthropocentric, because our lives are closely connected to our environment. Mm-hmm. The very
our
system
identity
that support us.
Yes.
No?
Yeah. Yung yung sabi, di ba, laging sinasabi ng mga IPs, ang lupa ay buhay. Parang ganun yung, ano nila, that's how they encapsulate their living or their life. Parang lagi nilang sinasabi, especially pag mga mining issues na yung lumalabas.
Mm-hmm.
So, to wrap up siguro our discussion, this has been very interesting. Hindi lang natin naintindihan kung ano yung nangyari doon sa Palawan. Okay, but in a large scale or in a deeper scale level, paano ba talaga natin titingnan yung mga ganito itong klaseng issue. Siguro last question ko po para sa ating dalawang panauhin ngayon ay with this yung nangyaring ito ngayon, what lessons or ano siguro yung natutunan nyo din as advocates?
Well,
servants.
For me, what's really important now, no, it's the importance of allowing critical projects to go to the public sphere for people, mm-hmm. for people to talk about it, to give their opinions, and for the government also to take the cue from the communities and how we move forward in protecting our resources. And at the same time, kailangan magiging vigilant tayo eh. And mm-hmm. then we need to clearly check on things that really matters for us. And hopefully the DNR, kasi itong Coral World Project, it's just a representative of many unsustainable and destructive mm-hmm. practices go happening not just in Coron, Palawan, but in other parts of the country that needs to end. And there are solutions and then a better way how to sustainably develop as a community, mm-hmm. not destroying it, no?
Yes, ayan. And Miss Anne?
Well, it's also the same as what Vince said. Well, first of all, importante talaga na meron kang conservation agenda. Tapos, mm-hmm. the development only works in line with that. But it's yung development plan mo, kailangan talaga in place yun kasi you're dealing with something very, mm-hmm. very sensitive. Mm-hmm. Pero I guess in a country like ours, who probably at this time do not have a lot of resources yet to monitor such mm-hmm. conservation plans, development plan, di ba? Yun nga, importante na the public knows. Because doon makikita mo rin what the impact on the community will be and the rest of the country. So, importante na lumalabas yun mm-hmm. beyond just yung rooms where those things are normally discussed mm-hmm. and arranged for.
Mm-hmm. Ayan, so ang daming napakaraming food for thoughts ang ating ngayong ang ating napag-usapan ngayong hapon na ito. At saka siguro yung pinakamahalaga din, hindi siya simple lang na wag nating pagbanggain na ang turismo ay kalaban niya ng conservation at ang conservation ay kalaban naman niya ng turismo kasi sabi
or
nga
development.
Or development kasi sabi nga ni Miss Anna at saka ni Sir Vince eh pwedeng pagsamahin. At mas kumaga mas ano pa mas sustainable pa at mas
mas maganda ang impact mm-hmm. over the long haul.
Yes. Okay. So yan po ang ating talakayan ngayong hapon na ito. Nawa po ay marami din kayong natutunan at syempre sa susunod na Lunes ay abangan niyo po ulit ang ating discussion. Alamin pa rin natin syempre mga issue na may kaugnayan sa ating kapaligiran, sa ating environment. Hanggang dito na lamang po muna ang ating usapan ngayong hapon na ito. Maraming salamat sa pagsama po sa amin dito sa ating talakayan, sa ating mga tagapakinig. At binabati ko, of course, yung mga UP offices na nakikinig sa atin ngayon sa budgets, and pa ba, sa information office. Ayan, so yung mga komunidad din po natin na nandito ngayon. At kung meron kayong mga tanong, pwede nyo pong hanapin ang aming Facebook page, Nature Venture, para dun po mag-usap tayo sa FB. At dito na lamang po tayo nagtatapos. Maraming salamat. Ito pong muli, si Ivy Claudio, hanggang sa susunod na Lunes!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ako tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Love sports? Makinig na sa Love Ko Ang Sports, hatid ng UP College of Human Kinetics tuwing Martes, alas 5 ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ate, bili naman kayo ng sampagita.
Yossi pa, boss. Dos lang to, oh.
Kuya, ate, candy. Piso-piso lang.
Ayon sa National Statistics Office, mahigit 5 milyong bata ang nagtatrabaho sa Pilipinas at taon-taon, dumarami pa sila. Hayaan maging bata ang mga bata. Itigil ang child labor. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!